Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when you're just about to step up and give a presentation, or maybe even ask someone out on a date, and your inner voice starts spewing negativity? You'll bomb it, it whispers. They won't be interested. Yeah, we've all been there. That little gremlin in our head can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? Today, we're going to learn how to shut that negative self-talk down and build some serious confidence. Because let's face it, life is too short to let those doubts hold us back. We deserve to feel good about ourselves, capable of achieving our goals, and ready to take on the world with a smile. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to silence that inner critic and unleash your authentic, badass self. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer those negative thoughts and build unshakable confidence. Number 1. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They don't define you. Ever heard the saying, you're not your thoughts? It's so true. Our minds are constantly chattering away, but we have the power to choose which thoughts we focus on. When those negative whispers creep in, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. Remember, they're just passing clouds, not storms that will drown you. Number 2. Challenge those negative beliefs. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our negative self-talk is based on outdated beliefs or past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning these beliefs and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones, we can start to shift our mindset. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes and have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up over them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things aren't going perfectly. Number 4. Focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Make a list of your talents, skills, and accomplishments, big and small. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, remind yourself of all the amazing things you're capable of. Number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. The company we keep has a huge impact on our mindset. Seek out relationships with people who uplift and inspire you, who believe in your potential, and who support your growth. Distance yourself from those who bring you down or constantly criticize. Okay, let's take this to another level. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work, and your heart is racing. Your mind starts playing that familiar game of what-ifs, whispering doubts like, what if I forget everything? Or what if everyone thinks I'm stupid? That's where those 5 takeaways come into play. First, you acknowledge those thoughts. They're there, but they don't control you. You challenge those negative beliefs by reminding yourself that you've prepared well and that your knowledge is valuable. You practice self-compassion, telling yourself, it's okay to be nervous. Everyone feels that way sometimes. Then, you focus on your strengths, your ability to communicate clearly, your passion for the topic, and your willingness to share your ideas. And finally, you visualize yourself succeeding, feeling confident, and delivering a powerful presentation. See? You can turn those negative thoughts into fuel for success. It's all about awareness, challenging those beliefs, practicing self-care, focusing on your strengths, and surrounding yourself with positivity. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about believing in yourself and your ability to overcome challenges. So, how are you going to apply these takeaways today? Maybe it's facing a fear head-on, speaking up more confidently in meetings, or simply treating yourself with a little extra kindness. Whatever it is, remember the small steps lead to big changes. You've got this. And as always, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #DailyStoicEdge. Let's build a community of support and motivation together. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.